5G, cloud, and the edge, mastering software delivery. I think this is going to be a really great session. We have two wonderful speakers here. I'd like to introduce Riad Hartani. He's a great guy, a longtime specialist in the cloud. His recent emphasis really is on the edge computing though. And he's really become a thought leader and an expert in both the ecosystem and the technologies that people are using at the edge. So he'll have a lot to say about the edge generally. Gopal Domini is the CEO of OpsimX. He concentrates, on the other hand, on how to deliver software. He's the founder of OpsimX and he's been here for about 3 years. Before OpsimX, he had another role where he was CEO of an organization. And he spent about 11 years at Cisco driving some of the base innovation in terms of the networking that's used now around the world, especially at the edge. So he's got a very interesting perspective on this as well. Before we get started, I'd like to give you just a few different pieces of the housekeeping. The session is about 30 minutes long. We are recording the session and we will make the recordings available to anyone who asks. If you have questions, and we encourage those questions, please add them into the chat. I'll be monitoring the chat. And if you have any questions, just add them, go ahead and add them there. There will be some time at the end for questions, so we'll be able to do that. So now, before we get into the real meat, this session is sponsored by OpsimX. OpsimX is an organization that is dedicated to delivering software without human intervention and really maximizing the speed of that last mile of delivering innovation to your customers. We have a large number of organizations around the world who are our customers, Standard Chartered Bank, Cisco, indeed, some of the real leaders in making software available very quickly to their organizations. So without any further wait, let me just jump in and get started. We've already introduced the speakers. And so let me turn it over to Reed and drop the first question to you. What's the current landscape really at the edge? And how does the intersection of 5G and the cloud players help drive advanced enterprise applications?
Hey, thank you, Peter, and glad to be here. Hello, Gopal. Always a great time to have to chat with you. I think getting into this presentation was remembering some of the early discussions we were having probably 20 years ago when we were at the ITF doing the IT, IT IP standards, and we're debating all this virtualization and how this thing will evolve and how the cloud will develop and all of it. Here, 20 years after, we're still having the same questions, right? In different shape and form. Anyway, so yeah, no, thanks, Peter. So first of all, I mean, this whole edge is not really a zero-one stuff like, question. It's not edge or no edge. It's it means different things probably to different, like, folks in different contexts, right? But at the end of the day, I think the best way to look at it is to see what is driving this and what sort of been happening over the last few years and beyond, right? So I think few things. We have this, this 5G networks being built out, and that's driving with it, new applications that potentially would run on a 5G network with specific performance, bandwidth, latency requirements, and so on, right? So that's one thing. You have this emergence of the private wireless networks. I mean, we've seen in the US all this, what we call CBRS spectrum auction and other countries as well. Well, it's leading to private enterprises having to build their private networks, private wireless networks in dedicated or shared spectrum. We have that. We have all this, emergence of, and let's say the acceleration of the AI application leveraging the new, AI chipsets and the ecosystem around it, and enterprises taking advantage of that. So we have these multiple things happening at the same time, and that is sort of driving the evolution on how application delivery is evolving. And the most interesting instantiation of that is is having way more distribution and having the application getting to run in proximity to the end users, right? We'll come back to this, but at the end of the day, you should probably look at the edge from the perspective of the angle that you're approaching it from, right? Yeah, telecom operators, I mean, we've seen this evolving over the last like 5-10 years. The main thing that happened there is like this notion of like virtualizing the, you know, the packet core, the mobile packet core in 4G and 5G. And as you do that, you distribute to give you a chance to hosting in a way more distributed fashion. And that's sort of been driving some of the edge there. But anyway, so multiple trends. So I think the way to sum it up is really, it's work in progress. It's been evolving gradually and driven mainly by the other trends happening either at, you know, on the mobile side, the enterprise side, the cloud side, and so on, right? So, so that's how I sort of probably see the key underlying trends getting us to this edge application delivery way.
Yeah. So Riyadh, it's nice to have you here. I think the nature of edge has evolved over time. If you think about and also the nature of applications that are held on the edge has evolved over time. If you think about CDNs, you remember Akamai days where we were trying to have the front end be of the application be the edge. Now we are running the entire application on the edge itself. And also the apps that are running on the edge have evolved over time. And now so as you think about these various stakeholders, how do you see things like Anthos, things like other edge sort of hybrid technologies getting adoption? And I'll comment about the challenges of software delivery into these environments, but I want to hear your perspective.
Correct. Yeah. No, absolutely. Like you see, again, this whole edge depends how you approach it. For example, if you are a mobile operator, over the last few years, you've been, let's say, virtualizing your mobile core in 4G and 5G specifically. And down there, you're asked to run application with higher performance, lower latency. Since you have that mobile core already distributed, you will host like basically the application on cloud sitting by that mobile core, and you end up with this very distributed application delivery, you know, towards your mobile network, right? So that's one. If you look at the question of, okay, now given that, how are these applications delivered, then you're gonna have like multiple players there. You have, for example, the cloud players, I mean, you know, the Amazons and the Googles and the Azures and all of it, right? They're having to bring those workloads sitting in proximity of those mobile core for 5G or private, like, you know, wireless networks and so on premise for other reasons. And as you do that, they have to have this development, framework where you can run very distributed, run on hybrid clouds, on different types of environments and so on. So I think that's the main thing, right? I think the trigger here is multidimensional. The mobile core 5G virtualization distribution, the private wireless sort of like coming to market and wanting to have things on-premise, more secure, more private, application require more performance and so on. And that's leading to different stakeholders really trying to approach it from their own angles. You know, because when you look at it, back to your question, you have to stratify it, right? When we talk about the edge, you have the infrastructure layer. You have these data centers where things sit, right? So you're gonna have to find this data center that are in proximity to the end users and the enterprises. That's one. So we see a lot of development there, either from telecom operators or data center providers or new startups in the data center space. Then once you have that, you basically have to bring the compute and storage and all the cloud infrastructure towards the edge. And that's where you have all these, the large cloud providers and some smaller ones like, you know, startups specializing in the edge evolving. And then you have the layer on top, which is, basically making it ready for applications to run, right? You have to manage like distribution of software at scale over multiple edge locations, over hybrid, like, you know, edge networks and clouds. You have to orchestrate that, you have to secure that. So I really see it like, you can have it in any in a larger number of layers, but fundamentally you have the pure physical infrastructure. So it's a lot of developments there. You have the cloud infrastructure, and you have, like, you know, a lot of developments there, primarily coming into like proximity with the end users. And then you have the application delivery on top, which is basically making sure as you build applications, like AI application, gaming applications with specific requirements, running on hybrid clouds or multi-clouds at scale, how do you do that, right? So maybe I would like, you know, bounce the question back to you, because, you know, knowing what you're doing, you're really sort of like specializing to basically allow and enable that application delivery at the edge at scale, right? And yes. Clearly, you know, I've been myself involved in some of the latest 5G deployments over the last couple of years and some of the edge deployments in multiple countries around the world. Lots of challenges pop up there. It's really, you know, how do you manage that, you know, in a way that you run this application over like a large number of edge clouds? Some of them will be, you know, fairly heterogeneous clouds. You have hybrid clouds as well. And you have different types of application with different requirements and different ways of securing them, different ways of like, you know, delivering that software and making sure, like, you know, it runs with the right performance and so on. So I think this is very challenging. We're in very early stages still of this large scale edge application delivery. So it would be good to hear from you on, you know, from your experience, how you're seeing basically the main stakeholders, the one building the application, approaching it, and how you're approaching those challenges.
Thank you. Yes, if you step back and look at the differences between the delivering an application into a traditional data center and to an edge, there's some basically fundamental dimensions in which they're different, right? If you think about edge has a scale that is, now you're looking at tens of thousands or millions of devices that are getting updated. And then the footprint of these devices is tends to be low. That's the second sort of dimension, right? Then the latency and bandwidth requirements of these applications that need to get delivered or the edge is also in constraint. And the fourth dimension is really the security. Security is a huge issue because it kind of starts, you start having to have a different security model, key management, so essentially secrets management, all of that is going to be different when you come to the edge. And then you have diversity of applications and diversity of devices. So if you look at the spectrum, the further you go down, I guess the edge is no longer the edge. There is the sort of the you can have a far edge. The further you go down, the harder it sort of gets in some respects, right? So that's the way in which edge application delivery need differs from the core. Now, if you think about the application delivery, deployment, operations itself, there are three steps. You have to deploy or deliver software to these hundreds of thousands or millions of edge devices. And when you deploy them, you need to make sure the verification of that happens because you're deploying it. And people are starting to look at continuously deploying to these edge devices. And so I see that trend happening. I see that trend sort of happening. And to some extent, edge delivery will almost become like the data center delivery. Then there is the, how do you operate these applications at the edge when telemetry, then the latency, sort of the bandwidth to be able to operate these applications is not there. So it's fundamentally, these are the sort of the three steps one needs to do to deliver applications. And what I highlighted before, the five dimensions of scale, footprint, et cetera, are how the edge application delivery is going to be different. Now I can talk about how a couple of the other, like for example, how Netflix does it and how can Spinnaker help, et cetera. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, absolutely. No, and I think I think it's always good to look at it in a very specific context. I mean, there are lots of concepts here. I mean, this whole edge basically aggregates almost anything and everything going on in the either mobile or cloud type context, right? But I think it's good to look at it from two major angles. One is the end users that will consume this application. Let's say it's an enterprise or consumers, right? And from that end user, and I look at it like in the real world today, I'm involved in some deployments of mobile edge at scale. So that end user, at the end of the day, all he wants is I want this security, this performance, this characteristics and this cost and so on, right? You take that and you take it to the second, end of the spectrum, which is the one building the application for that end user. So a lot of the challenges converge on that, application development entity and so on, right? So from application development, you will look at it, he will tell you, okay, I want to have basically this variety of customers. I will deliver it over a variety of edge cloud. Basically, it has to be multi-cloud, and would include all the major clouds out there. It has to basically, within each one of those cloud provider, it has to basically be able to run across the hierarchy from the centralized down to the distributed, and in some cases down to the premise, as we've seen with some of the AI applications. I want to basically make sure when I deploy it at scale and start pushing my software at scale, I want to make sure I have all the metrics on performance, on security, on reliability, taken control, basically under control, right? So I think a lot of the challenges are there, right? I think what we see missing, and granted, this is fairly new, and this is fairly fast evolving, but we see missing is really when you go from application developer and push that at scale on hybrid multi-cloud with the right requirements on performance and security, that framework, basically helping those application developers abstract the complexity, that's sort of beneath them in terms of data center infrastructure, cloud infrastructure, all that, infra that they need to run on, that abstraction layer, where things are missing, right? And I think that's exactly where you're trying to get to. Basically, you are basically trying to approach that. Of course, that's fairly broad as well, but maybe good to hear from you. If I pick one specific dimension, right? Let's say today that application development, company is using, continuous integration, verification, continuous delivery, for their software in today's environment, they're going to this large scale edge, multi-cloud, hybrid cloud, via multiple conduits toward the end users. How are you evolving that, right? Talk about continuous delivery, continuous verification. How are you really evolving your solutions to help these application developers achieve their goals?
Okay, I agree. OpsumX, industry in general is going, and OpsumX in specific has this vision of delivering software without human intervention. I think that's what Peter talked about, right? So in order to do that, we need to abstract out the details of the deployments, the details of verification, the details of operations, and give the developers and the app operators the ability to, in a declarative fashion, to be able to accomplish what they need to accomplish. So OpsumX has a platform, is a system of intelligence for software delivery, if you may think about it that way. So there is Spinnaker, which is a continuous delivery and deployment platform, which is highly flexible. In order to accommodate for all these variations in the diversity that the edge brings in terms of deployment targets or applications, you kind of have to start from a very flexible sort of a platform. And that flexible platform, what it does is it helps you abstract out the details of the various pipelines. For example, you can insert the various security models that you need that fit your edge model. And then you can extend it to deploy into any sort of edge infrastructure. To bring this home to a more of a concrete example is, for example, Netflix today updates their edge as well as the CDN through this in a very continuous fashion, which is sort of closer to an edge model using Spinnaker. Now, the Spinnaker itself solves the problem of abstracting out the cloud and details. Then there's a layer of intelligence that we built, which abstracts out how do you do verification. Verification and policy checks that, for example, if you have tens of thousands of devices that need to get updated, instead of we give you ability to say, okay, let's update in a progressive fashion. Let's do two devices or hundreds of devices or 1% of devices and compare that, the behavior of the upgrades to the thousand that are sort of running in the past and figure out if there is you need to update further or you kind of there's a problem in the update that is going on or the way the user is interacting with the update and we need to roll back so that there's an intelligence layer, a very flexible intelligence layer that we built on top that lets you verify these updates and the updates can be sometimes, you know, when you have edge Kubernetes, for example, you may even have to bring update the edge Kubernetes itself.
To build on that, right? And I think the interesting point, and I'm talking about, you know, basically bottom up from the deployments I'm involved with in the field, right? With some of the first 5G and private wireless type deployments. It's interesting because a lot of what you're describing what was sort of already the case in let's say non-edge, like, you know, public clouds, right? However, what's changing now is that abstraction layer becomes way more strategic because it has to run on a variety of clouds, you know, and variety of cloud delivery models. So basically things like, you know, policy management, lifecycle management, you know, like understanding security at scale, that has to run above that cloud layer. And I think this whole notion of abstraction becomes even more relevant than I think, like, you know, a few years ago, because it has to run on very heterogeneous, like, you know, cloud environment beneath it, right? And I think that's where a lot of the value prop will be. And that's a lot of what the needs are at the moment.
And Riyadh, we do have one question that I'd like to get to if we could. Comes from Robert, and he asks, hey, it would be really interesting to hear your thoughts on how to leverage the public cloud players versus the telcos when you're deploying and managing multi-cloud applications, or if there are any other players they should consider.
It's interesting, right? I mean, this story has been going on for the last few years. Actually, first of all, if you go back in time, like, you know, like 7-8 years ago, the telcos, like, you know, mostly tried to get into the cloud business, but ultimately, you know, the demarcation was the telcos are still doing the network and the clouds doing the clouds, right? So that was the case. Fast forward to today, we've seen a sort of a similar thing where basically there was an attempt, like, you know, by a lot of the telcos to sort of build those edge clouds and sort of control them and, you know, and basically deliver from those edge clouds. I mean, building on their virtualization of the packet core and so on. As of today, it depends how you look at it. I think the trend is really going towards the telcos still focused on building the mobile core, virtualizing it and distributing it, right? And they will run that over their private clouds or to some extent, like, you know, run that in public clouds as well. when it comes to hosting the applications, I think it's a mixed stuff story. The trend is really to see, like, you know, new and existing clouds, you know, providers bringing their clouds to the edge, sitting by the telcos, and the telcos focused more on working with the application developers to manage that application delivery, you know, platform. So I personally, you know, maybe for a few exceptions, like, you know, maybe in the Far East and a few other telcos and so on, in most cases, the telcos are focused more on making sure they have that, like, you know, 5G network core, mobile core network built, virtualized, distributed, and providing the data center infrastructure in some cases for cloud operator to come at the edge. That includes the AWS and Google's and, you know, and Azure and few others, as well as some startups. And the telcos sort of like still having to guide that application delivery, right? Working with startups, with you know, the new companies and so on, which is exactly what, like, you know, Gopal was describing, right? I mean, I see what OpsMX is doing is really working with the telcos and the cloud providers at that abstraction layer, basically to manage the application delivery, right? But I do not see the 5G operators themselves, you know, running those clouds at scale and competing with the cloud providers really, right? That's sort of like, you know, I think we're past that stage at the moment.
You have one more question. I'm not sure if we have enough time, but maybe you could give us a quick thought, Gopal. This is someone from a regional grocery chain. They have about 500 stores and they're starting to add machine learning applications and they want to put them out really close to their actual buyers. And so they're, and the specific purpose is to predict customer buying behavior as they're in the store. They're just starting the application architecture and they wonder what should they consider as they think about deployment?
It's a great question. So anytime you have you want to deploy AI kind of applications on the edge, so you probably are looking at having a light Kubernetes, something on the edge where you almost have a small footprint data center at the edge. Now since you have a large fan out of grocery chains, you have to look at some a delivery mechanism, a platform kind of like Spinnaker, something like that can abstract and deliver to this large fan out in a progressive fashion. And you can also be very customized because you will have some latency, et cetera, requirements. Now, and as you roll out, especially since this is sort of a mission critical sort of an application, you need to make sure that the verification of it is also automated. And that's, you know, either you build in-house or you get something like OpsMX is sort of your choice. And as you do things like A/B testing, et cetera, you can tie back your application into what something like an OpsMX would do to do A/B testing of your application itself. And then there's an operation of that application itself, remote operation of that application, since you as developers want to sort of operate or app owner has to operate that application. So I would step back and look at a modern application delivery sort of a platform mechanism to deliver these applications. The machine learning application in a very sort of an incremental fashion. So that's kind of what I would say.
Thank you very much from Zona Partners and Gopal. Thank you very much as well. Really appreciate it. Please send any further questions that you have to us. And that address is info@opsmx.com. Again, that is info@opsmx.com. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.